where you formed me. In the place of Koinonia. Hey, hey, your name, hey. Is your name. Hey, just breathe. When you breathe upon me, you are taking me from shambles into glory. I am going from glory to glory. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Hey, just breathe upon name upon me, breathe.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Hey, my God,
why is your name breathe?
Hey, just breathe
your name upon me, breathe.
Hey. Holy Ghost fire, breathe on me. Hey, yesterday's gone. Hey, today I'm in it. Hey, Holy Ghost fire.
Mighty Holy Spirit, we open this service unto you totally. Invade our lives. Move as you wish. Heal now. Open understanding. Breathe your life. Empower and gift. Liberate. Visit us this morning. Visit us in a new dimension. Visit us with your resources. Visit us with your greatness. Visit us this morning with your majesty. Take control. Take control, Holy Spirit. Take control, Spirit of God. Take control, Holy Spirit. Take control, Spirit of God. Take control, Holy Spirit. Take control, Spirit of God. Spirit. Listen to me this morning. Every area where you have lost control, let Holy Spirit take control. Every direction where you are not in control and you should be, let Holy Spirit take over. Mighty Holy Spirit, this is the third day of your children waiting on you. And you say in your word, you have not asked the children of Jacob to seek you in vain. Every void, every emptiness, every void, on this day three, you are consumed. By the proclamation of the voice of God in my spirit, I speak to your life. Oh yeah, be filled. Oh yeah, be filled. Your treasure house, your purses, your businesses, your career. From today, oh yeah, be filled. Thank you, Father. Can we lift our hands to the Lord and give him praise? Let's give him all the worship. Let's give him all the honor. Let's adore him. Let's adore him. Let's thank him. Unto him that answers prayers, to him shall all flesh come. We lift your hands to the Lord and say, I have come, O Lord. I have come to you. I have come to the throne of grace. I have come to your place. I have come to your sanctuary. I have come to your house. I'm here, O Lord. Worship the Lord. We are concluding the intervention program for the ending of October. Lord, I have come. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Open your eyes and please don't be seated yet. Today is prayer day. You will remember I was here last Sunday, and I should be here every time because it's my ministry. But I'm here on a mission. I'm joining you up for the continuation of the season of intervention. From the pages of the Bible in the book of Matthew, to the last page in the book of Revelation chapter 22. Sir, I saw something. And Jesus answered. 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 There is somebody in Cedar today. You have fasted and prayed for 3 days. God, in Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we answer your prayer. And Jesus answered. Hebrews 13 verse 8, listen to me, says, Jesus, the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. The Bible says, and Jesus answered. It doesn't matter the petition. It doesn't matter the magnitude of the problem. It doesn't matter the depth of the trouble. What the Bible says is, and Jesus answered by the proclamation of the voice of the Spirit. I wait upon you this morning. You are the next that Jesus will answer. You are the next that Jesus will answer. I say you are the next that Jesus will answer. Before I share the word of God briefly on a direction God gave to me, I want to raise 2 prayers. Listen to me. No one will celebrate the number of prayer meetings you attend. The number of hours you pray, nobody will jump up and celebrate with you. People celebrate results. In this house today, results will flow. Not because I'm the one anchoring this hour, but because we are on a divine appointment. In this house this morning, results will flow. Oh, I say results will flow. 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 Listen to me this morning. All we find in the Bible is that Elias prayed and there was no rain. Let somebody shout results. All that we see in the Bible, and he prayed again and there was rain. Let somebody shout results. All we find in the book of Samuel, and Anna prayed and her mouth was moving, but her voice was not heard. And in 12 months' time, there was a baby boy giving suck. Sucking her breast. Let somebody shout results. In this day three of this intervention program for October ending, I say your result will come. I say your result will come. The Lord said to me early in the morning, he said, go to Cedar and announce results. Whatever you have been praying about, whatever you have been fasting about, personally and corporately, I say receive result. I say receive result. I say receive result. I say receive your result. At least six or four of our brethren came out this morning to give testimony of what? Results. Professional exam, semester exam. You don't celebrate without results. What are you celebrating? From today, there is a spirit that will come upon you. There is a spirit that will begin to work with you. From today, there is anointing that will come upon your life. I call it a result generating anointing. I say result generating anointing. Are you ready? It's a prayer service. I want you to cry to God. Authority for results. It's not upon everybody. It's not once in a blue moon. I told the congregation in Lagos last 2 weeks, I said there is no blue moon. Scientists, they are here. So if you are waiting for a blue moon, you might wait all your life and you will not see anything. Since you were born, how many of you have seen blue moon here? How many? I announce in this service, result will be your daily experience. I say result will be your daily experience. Let somebody say, my God, spirit of results, authority of results, plant in my life from today. Oh, your prayer. God bless you. Spirit of results. Spirit of result. Spirit of result. Authority to get results. Authority to get results. Oh Lord, plant in my life. Plant in my life. Enough of prayer without result. Enough of prayer without results. Enough of fasting without results. Lord, authority for results. Authority for results. Spirit of results. Anointing that get results. Lord, pour upon my life. Is somebody praying this morning? You were here on Friday. You were here yesterday. We are continuing this morning. Lord, give me. Lord, give it to me. Lord, give it to me. Oh God, spirit of results, authority for results, In the name of Jesus. 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 We are closing very shortly. Open your mouth and pray this Holy Ghost sent prayer. Lord, plant in my life. Lord, anoint me for results. Give me authority for results. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray. We will soon be through. Open your eyes and look at me. We are still on number one. Some people get results, but they don't have authority that covers the results. And the Pharisees came and they said, tell us, by what authority doest thou this thing? Show us your paper. I remember 2 years ago we were with Papa Uma Okpai in Akwa Ibom, and he was telling us that he sent his daughter. She's a lawyer, but very tiny. Single girl in Lagos. Go and pay your brother's school fees, and it is in heavy currency. Foreign currency, heavy amount. And she never carried car because of the hold up. She was jumping from Molue to Molue. And the security sighted her and stopped her. And they searched her and they saw pantsalings. And they arrested her. And said, I am a lawyer. I said, no. What you carry is beyond you. So what's behind this? He said, okay, talk to my father. So she dialed her father. And the father responded, I am Dr. Omakpai. Yes, sir, we know you. That is my daughter. She's a barrister. It's because of hold up, she's not carrying vehicle. She's going to pay her brother's school fees in America. She's going to pay. Transfer it. She was carrying a resources she never had authority for. And that was why she was arrested. Many of us are carrying things. We celebrate, we give testimony. But few days, they disappear because there is no authority that covers the results. Cry to God this morning from this 3 day, authority that will back my result to be continuous, that will back my answer, my result to be continuous, to continue to increase, to continue to multiply. Lord, release to me. Lord, give me authority. Lord, give me authority. Lord, give me authority. Lord, give me authority. Authority. Authority to continue with my result. Authority to carry result. Lord, release upon me. Oh, yeah, prayer. Prayer. Hey, many of you don't get it. Authority. That my result might increase. That my result might be continuous. That my result might continue. Lord, release to me. In Jesus' name, we pray. And the second prayer, I want you to pray. I'm leading you this way because we have declared the 3 days. And it must be dedicated to talking to God. And there will be results. Listen to me well. Every contender with angels of my blessing. Listen to me well. Every what? Contender with who? Angels of my blessing. There are some of you, the moment somebody steps in to help you, that is when you will begin to recall calamity. You say, sorry, as anything you run low on. Some of you, the day they open for you, that is the day that household will scatter. There is a contender against angels of your blessing. All contenders. against angels of my blessing. Angels are supposed to be your hand, to bring your answers. They are supposed to deliver your packages. In the book of Daniel, angels of Daniel's blessing was coming, but there was a contender. His name was what? Prince of Persia. We have prayed since Friday and fasted. For those of you who are faithful, I know it's not all of you anyway. God knows you. If you are not faithful, God has covered you. Don't worry. We have fasted on Friday. We fasted yesterday. We are still waiting today. Every contender with angels of my blessing, today, I sentence you to death. All of you, I sentence you to death. I sentence you to death. Open your mouth and pray somebody. Open your mouth. We are about to close. We are about to close this session. We are closing the 3 days. Every contender with angels of my blessing. Gbogbo awon ton gbogun ti oluran lowo mi. Gbogbo awon ton gbogun ti angeli iran lowo mi. Gbogbo awon ton gbogun ti angeli ibukun mi. Mo dajo iku fun yin. I sentence you to death. I sentence you to death. Clear them, clear them. Your result will appear. Clear them. Clear them. Yikalukarabo. Yegeliborobo shekeliba. Mara gadagabo senkelibo. Ira gadagadagadagada. Irako senkeria. Every angel against every evil angel, every contender fighting my angels of blessing, every human contender, every demonic contender, I sentence you to death. I sentence you to death. Oh! Pray. Pray, pray, pray. I sentence you to death. I clear my way. Let my result appear. I clear the way of my result. I clear the way for my blessing. Every contender against the angel of my blessing, I sentence you to death. You die. You die. In Jesus' name, we pray. Every personality, every human agent, every demonic agent contending with your angels of blessing together on this altar, we sentence them to death. We sentence them to death. We sentence them to death. We clear the way for your blessing, for your result. We clear the way for your promotion, for your lifting. We clear the way in the name of Jesus. 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 Father, we don't have the time. But there is a common denominator in today's testimony, and that is robbery, 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 robbery. As a cedar family on this altar, beginning with this land, all across Nigeria, we come against the spirit of robbery. We come against the spirit of robbery. We destroy you. You will not lift your head again. You will not be successful again. You will not take over again. Fear and terror will bury you. Fear and terror will bury you. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Can we be seated? Amen. Within the remaining few minutes, I want to show you a direction. It's a direction. God pointed it to me when my pastor said, it agreed that I should come and take the last day of the prayer. There are two levels in God. The first level is when you by faith move near him and touch him. When you by faith, you move near him to do what? To touch him. And there is another level. When God plucks out his hand from his bosom and reaches out to you and touch you. That is the direction for the remainder of this prayer service. The touch of God. Somebody has been looking to God, crying and praying. All this white, see now, like that lady said, she will smile outside, she will lock up and cry and weep. I announce the Lord will come near you and touch you. So we're talking about the touch of God. And we will respond in prayer to that word. Psalm 104, verse 32. We will read only a few scriptures, then we'll pray again. Psalm 104, verse 32. It's on the screen. But somebody stand up and read for me. The background of this screen is not helping me. Yeah. He looked on the earth and the heart trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke. Psalm 104, verse 32. He looks on the earth. Thank you, Mama. He looks on the earth. Blessed art thou, O Mary, whom the Lord looks upon and have mercy. There is a lady in this service. The Lord will look your way. There is a brother in this prayer service. The Lord will look towards you. The first action of God is that he looks towards a situation. The Lord looketh upon the earth. By the time he looks, the next thing is this. He touches the earth and it smokes. All your troublers, they will burst out in flame. I said they will burst out in flame. I said they will burst out in flame. He looketh upon the earth. He assessed the situation. May I say to you before we close, you can never understand your situation better than God. Some of us are presumptuous. Some of us are assuming. Help God, Oyeni, Olorun, please understand. Understand, Pastor, please understand. Look, you cannot understand your situation better than God. He looketh upon it. He assesses it. He weighs it. Then the next thing, he touches it and it smoke. The Lord, the God of cedar, his hand is upon his congregation. Migraine he touches. Diabetes he touches. Yes. Bondages in the dream he touches. Poverty he touches. Failure he is touching now. And what is the result? Read by yourself. It's in your Bible. And it's smoke. Every challenge here. Every trouble here, every load, every weight, every burden, every wahala the enemy put on your neck, today they smoke. I said they will smoke. I said they will smoke. Why? Because God will touch them. Want to pray? But let's read Amos chapter 9, verse 5. We are still looking at God. Amos 9:5. Give it to us. Yes, read. Amos 9:5. The Lord God Almighty, he touches the earth. It what? Psalm 104 verse 32, it smoke. Amos 9:5, it melt. Whatever is troubling your destiny, whatever is hindering your celebration, number one, they will smoke. Number two, they will melt. Is he my words? Is he the word of God? Do you believe it? Look, whatever we see God doing in the Bible, he can do it again and again. Whatever. Whatever you see. When you see God smiles, he can smile again. When you read in the Bible, God touches, he can touch again. When you see God laughs in the Bible, he can laugh again. But it depends on us. It is we that we make God do what we see in the Bible. This morning, we are asking for his touch. He's coming to your office. I was ministering 3 weeks ago in a state. It was a night vigil were there. It has never happened according to them in that place. As I was there and I took microphone around, no, before I took microphone, I was on their altar. As I was speaking in tongues. And it was around 12:31. And suddenly from nowhere, in a very decent sanctuary, live rodent, very giant one, came out on the altar. And it was coming straight to me. It was coming straight. Ogun aye yin lo jade yen ma wori o. Sugbe ma je olo o. Thank God they killed it. The host pastor said it has never happened. It was in a decent place. It was not living there. There is no place it could have come in. It surfaced from nowhere. And it was not moving the congregation. It was coming to the altar. Climb the altar. And it was coming. Maradonized the technicals. Move in their midst and face us. I didn't move. Somebody's here. Your secret places, your hiding places, where the enemy hibernates till today, God will touch the place. I say, God will touch the place. And when God touches it, according to the scripture, number one, it smoke. Number two, it melts. Stand up and let us pray. I want to, so that we can have some few minutes to pray more. The time is over. The time is over. But God said to me, announce that my result will flow. It's not dependent on anybody. Who is in church or who is not there. Who pray or who doesn't pray. God said there will be river of results. I said God said there will be river of results. He touches the mountain and it smoke. Amos, he touches the land and it melts. If it is a seminar or long teaching, I would have given you 10 or 20. Where God pluck out his hand, touches, and there will result. There are results. I want you to pray a few prayers as the servant of God will take over so that there will be consummation of the 3 days. Of the 3 days for November of divine intervention. I want you to say to God, because I see it in the Bible, I would have opened, but don't let us belabor you. I would have opened it, but go and search by yourself. Is there? I know the place. You will say to God, Lord, pluck your hand out of your bosom and touch my life. Pluck your heart. Look, that place in the Bible, it seems as if Oluwa kawogbera, Oluwa kawomaya. And the prophet said, oh Lord, pluck your heart out of your bosom. Take off your hand from your bosom and touch me. You will tell him where to touch. Lord, Lord, pluck your hands out of your bosom. Oh Lord, pluck your hand out of your bosom and touch this, my academic. Touch my health. Touch my family foundation. Touch my business. Touch my project. Touch this situation. Oh Lord, pluck out your hand from your bosom. Oluwa fawo re jade. Pluck out your hand from your bosom and touch my womb. Oh Lord, touch my chest. Oh Lord, touch my backbone. Lord, touch my place of work. Touch my oga. Pluck out your hand from your bosom. Oh Lord, and touch my land. Touch my finance. Open your mouth and pray, somebody. Yes. Only those who are here for prayer. Oh Lord, pluck out your hand from your bosom. Pluck out your hand from your bosom and touch my situation. Touch my condition. Touch. Touch. We are praying, encapsulating prayer that will affect every area of your life. Open your mouth. Oluwa mowo jade lena. Oluwa mowo kuro naya. Oluwa nawo si aye mi. Oluwa fowo kan mi. Oh Lord, pluck out your hand from your bosom and touch my destiny. Touch my body. Lord, pluck out your hand. Pluck out your hand. Pluck out your hand. Oh God, and touch. In Jesus' name we pray. In the book of Exodus, the most superior chariot of Pharaoh were closing in upon the Israelites. Are you following me? And the Bible says, and God touched the wheel of their chariot and he was removing it. That's what I'm asking you to demand for. So they were effective, they were speedy, but because of the touch of God, oh, the turutu, I stand by the authority of God. What has been overtaking you by the touch of God for today, by the touch of God from this service, they will fall behind you. I said they will fall behind you. I said they will fall behind you. Let's quickly undo those two things. Psalm 104 verse 32. The Lord touches the mountain and it smokes. I want you to cry. Only those who have mountain and they know they have mountain. Father, where is your hand? Put your hand on this mountain. This my financial mountain. This my situation. This a mountain. Don't pray somebody else's prayer. Pray your own prayer. Oh Lord, this is my mountain. Lord, touch it. Lord, touch it. Lord, touch it. Lord, touch this mountain. Lord, touch this mountain. Lord, touch this mountain. Lord, touch this mountain. Somebody begin to pray. Lord, touch this mountain. It only remains one. I will not stop because you are not praying. That doesn't concern me. Yes. Lord, I have this mountain of debt. Oh Lord, touch it, remove it. Lord, this mountain of oppression, this mountain of hatred in my office, this mountain of hatred in my working place. Lord, put your hand on it. Put your hand on this mountain. Put your hand on this mountain. In Jesus' name, we pray. The challenge I want to place before you as we pray the last prayer is not that I'm patronizing. I don't do that, by the grace of God. But wherever truth I can share, I share. Our ministers, our leaders, you can see spirit of prayer in them. And you are no more lack of way than them. Oh. They are all professors and doctors. Oh. But I see students. Your situation demands you pray. Look at this testimony. Do you know that that brother would have died? I've lost so many people like that. Who should be in church and they are not there? Few meters to the church, there was an accident and he died. What are you talking about? He did it. But we're taking him for granted in the name of Sakade. Now, don't let me say much. So that you don't think I descend on the ladies. I would have said, how long do you spend before your mirror today to make up? Is it equal to the time of prayer we are praying? And you are Sakadeli. Ha! When the enemy has gone computerized. Every day. Let's pray the last one. The Bible says in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 5, he touches the land and it melts. Now, let me explain. Let somebody say land. L-A-N-D. Let somebody say land. Now, land is the custodian of every riches, every wealth you can imagine. It's in the bowel of the land. Petroleum is in the bowel of the land. Gold is in the bowel. Your own prosperity, your own riches is where? In the bowel of the land. So if you like, pray. He touches the land and the land does melt. Somebody is here. Your riches, where it is frozen by the enemy, we melt today. And they will begin to flow your way. I said they will begin to flow your way. That brother that eats a contract, you are just beginning. If you are faithful, you are just beginning. So that is the meaning of it touches the land, the custodian, the bowel that hold my riches and my resources. Oh Lord, touch it and let the land melt and let my portion flow to me. Let my greatness come to me. Let my prosperity locate me. Touch my land. Touch my land. Touch my land. Oh, your prayer. Touch my land. Touch my land. As the servant of God will be coming up. Oh, Lord, touch my land. Oh, Lord, touch my land. Touch my land. And let it melt. Let it melt. Let it melt. Touch my situation. Touch my location. Let it melt. And let my riches flow. Let my prosperity flow. Lord, touch my land. In Jesus' name, we pray. What does the government do when they want to punish anybody? They freeze their account. So a yesterday billionaire can go hungry this morning because his account is frozen. Wherever your resources are frozen, let the touch of God defreeze them. Hey, we're not joking. I said, let the touch of God defreeze them. I say, let the touch of God defreeze them. I say, let the touch of God defreeze them. I say, let the touch of God defreeze them. I say, let the touch of God defreeze them. I say, let the touch of God defreeze them. I had an experience 2 weeks ago. We had a project and there was no money. I cried to God, Lord, release money. And suddenly one of my sons far away called. He said, Daddy, you remember 2 years ago I stood before the congregation and I made a pledge of 100,000 for the crusade and for the equipment. I paid 50 and I forgot it because of my own trouble. This morning something woke me up and all my trouble disappeared. All my peace disappeared. He was in far away place. He said, Daddy, I am driving towards the bank now. Please resend the church account. And within 3 minutes, he transferred the money and I released it for the project. Wherever your resources are frozen, wherever your allocations are frozen, touch of God, come upon it. Touch of God, come upon it. Touch of God, come upon it. I say, come upon it. Wherever your blessings are heard up, wherever your answers, your results are frozen up, hand of God, defreeze it. Begin to thank God as God's servant comes up. Begin to give him praise. Begin to thank God for results. Begin to give him all the honor because your results are here. God is bringing your results.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We'd like to give him glory and give him praise. The Lord, that we give you result this month. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have testimonies. You will have testimonies. The gap between you and your joy before, that gap is closed. I say in the name of the Lord Jesus, that gap is closed. I decree the distance between you and your victory, the distance between you and your celebration, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we close that distance with the power of the blood of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus. Those of us, you have been peeping. You have been trying to get, and it has if your hand is not reaching. It has if your hand, you are stretching the hand, but the thing is that as you are stretching the hand, the thing was drawing back. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the power that is drawing back your blessing and your miracle, the power that is drawing back your victory, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, is slaughtered. The Lord slaughtered it in the name of Jesus. Today, by the authority of the word of God that has been decreed and released, Lord of heaven, by the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that let every hill and mountains, in the name of Jesus, go into flame now. And let there be smoke over you, all of you now, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody, every weight, every pain, every trouble, this month of November, at the hand of God is plucked out of his bosom. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command, melt like wax, melt in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness, infirmity, affliction, diseases, whatsoever might be your name, whatsoever the troubler, in the brain, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all migraine, all eye problem, all ear problem, all pains in the mouth, all pains in the chest, all blood problem, all internal problem, problem from the internal organs, problem from the back, problem in the bones, problems in the tissues, all the issues and sicknesses, abiding and walking, all the strangers, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you to melt away right now by the touch of the power of the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Lord, touch this life, Holy Ghost, and make this life whole again. Make every life whole. Make every life whole. Finances, make it whole. Lord of heaven, make it all. Businesses, make it all. Careers, make it all. Lord, academics, make it all. The studies of this, your children, make it all. All the earth issues, make them all. In the name of Jesus! Thank you, Father. For your people shall return back. Lord, with joy, everlasting joy upon their heads, with singing and rejoicing to give you all the glory. Thank you, faithful Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I put a hand.